Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today's subject, part three, Trump's casino bankruptcies, 1984 to 2014, part three of three. Yes, the finale of the trilogy. Let's get right to it, shall we? Part three. Quote, we have a company that really got great potential, unquote. That's a 2005 quote from the Donald, the Trumpmeister, Mr. Drumpf. Though he's acknowledged mistakes in piling up crippling debt on Trump hotels and casino resorts, Donald Trump has steadfastly maintained that his resorts were the best run and the highest performing casinos in Atlantic City. The casinos have done very well from a business standpoint, he told Playboy magazine in 2004. Quote, people agree that they're well run, they look good, and customers love them, unquote. In reality, the revenue at Trump's casinos had consistently lagged behind their competitors for a decade before larger forces ravaged the industry. Beginning in 1997, his share of the Atlantic City gambling market began to slip from its peak of 30%. Revenues at other Atlantic City's casinos rose 18% from 1997 through 2002. Mr. Trump's fell by 1%. Competition grew more intense in 2003 when the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa opened, the $1.1 billion 40-story resort redefined the concept of an Atlantic City luxury casino. Revenues at Trump casinos dropped another 6% in a little more than a year. Had Mr. Trump's revenues grown at the rate of other Atlantic City casinos, his company would have made its interest payments and possibly registered a profit. But with sagging revenues and high costs, his casinos had too little money for renovations and improvements, which are vital for hotels to attract guests. The public company never logged a profitable year. There's, quote, there's something not right when every single one of your projects doesn't work out, said Mr. Rothman, the casino analyst. Months later, in November 2004, the company filed for bankruptcy protection, the third such trip for Trump casinos. This time, bondholders took a $500 million loss. That's a half a billion, folks. Mr. Trump, who stepped down as chief executive but remained chairman of the board, agreed to invest $55 million of his own money in the company, perhaps his first cash investment. He still received $2 million a year under a, quote, services agreement, unquote, which included the use of his name. Shares sometimes traded below $1. But Mr. Trump said the problems had been fixed. Right. Quote, for the first time ever, this will be a deleveraged company, unquote, Mr. Trump told the Las Vegas Sun in 2005. Not everyone agreed. Mr. Trump's longtime investment bankers at Donaldson, Lufkin, and Jenrette had backed out of a deal with Mr. Trump to invest in the company shortly before the bankruptcy filed, suing for $26 million in fees. The bankers said in court papers that the casinos would be back in bankruptcy court within 5 years because Mr. Trump's revenue protections were too rosy. Mr. Trump's revenue projections were too rosy, and the company was still carrying too much debt. Quotes, the Trump name does not connote high-quality amenities and first-class service in the casino industry, unquote, lawyers for the investment bank said. Quote, rather, the Trump name is associated with, quote, the failure to pay one's debts, a company that has lost money every year, and properties in need of significant deferred maintenance and lagging behind their competitors, unquote. The dispute was later settled. Quote, they will see how great it will become, unquote, 2009. That's from the Trump. When Donald Trump has been pressed in his casino's performance during his presidential campaign, he has repeatedly said he left Atlantic City at the right time. Quote, Atlantic City is a disaster, and I did great in Atlantic City, unquote, he said during a Republican Party debate last September, according to a transcript. Quote, I knew when to get out. My timing was great, and I got a lot of credit for it, unquote. That would suggest Mr. Trump willingly left sometime around 2006, the year the revenue peaked in Atlantic City and that Pennsylvania allowed the first casinos to open, a development that marked the start of the rapid downward spiral in the city. The drop-off was exacerbated by the recession that began in 2008. But in early 2009, as Trump casinos lurched toward bankruptcy for the fourth time, Mr. Trump was still trying to hang on. At loggerheads with board members who had been selected by bondholders after the 2004 bankruptcy, he offered to buy all or part of the casino company bearing his name. He was rebuffed, and he quit the board soon after. Testifying in bankruptcy court in Camden, New Jersey, Mr. Trump argued that the company could not use his name since shortly before filing the bankruptcy, it had stopped paying him the $166,000 a month he received under the services agreement. He testified that his brand was worth $3 billion. He also testified that he was personally negotiating a settlement of a lawsuit in Florida that would yield more than $100 million for the company. And contradicting what he had said after the prior bankruptcy, he testified that the company's debt load was still too high. Quote, this time the debt is being cut by a lot and the company is really poised, unquote, he said. There were odd moments on the witness stand, Mr. Trump, for example, vastly understated his role, saying how he became much less involved with the company during the years when he was actually chairman of the board and chief executive and was, quote, was on the board in a very minority position, unquote, during the years when he had been chairman. As in previous cases, others warned that Mr. Trump's promises should not be trusted. This time it was Carl C. Icahn, the activist investor who had a major stake in the company. The two men now describe themselves as friends. Mr. Icahn's team argued that the remaining debt was still unsupportable, that the Trump name was replaceable, and that a windfall from the Florida lawsuit was wishful thinking. Under Mr. Trump, according to Carl Icahn, the company had a long history of making rosy revenue projections and never meeting them, Mr. Icahn's lawyers argued. But a judge approved the Trump plan and noted that Mr. Trump and his supporters had established that, quote, that the Trump brand is worth millions of dollars, unquote, to the casinos. That's kind of specious. This time, bondholders gave up about $1.3 billion. That's $1.3 billion in exchange for control of the company. So for the first time, Mr. Trump had no official role at the company, Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts, that he had founded, and he owned no more than 10% of that company. In a recent interview, Mr. Trump acknowledged that he had left Atlantic City when he did because he failed in his effort to buy back the casinos. But he said the timing worked out well for him in the end. Quote, in 2009, they were worth a hell of a lot more than they are now, unquote, he said. Quote, sometimes you're better off lucky than good, unquote. Trump Marina was soon sold for $38 million, less than 10% of what the company paid Mr. Trump for it in 1996. The plaza was shuttered. The Florida lawsuit that Mr. Trump had valued at more than $100 million produced nothing for the company. Mr. Trump and his daughter Ivanka sued the company, saying their brand was being tarnished by the ramshackle appearance of the Taj Mahal, the third of the gambling casinos that Trump used to own on Atlantic City seaboard. Mr. Trump continued to earn money from the casinos. In 2011, the casinos reported leasing a Trump helicopter for $390,000 and spending $236,000 for, quote, Trump-labeled merchandise, unquote, including $197,000 for Trump ice bottled water. In retrospect, David Hanlon, a veteran casino executive who ran Merv Griffin's Atlantic City operations at the time of the resorts battle, said, Mr. Trump succeeded in repeatedly convincing investors, bankers, and Wall Street that his name had real value. They were in love with him, that they came back a second, a third, and a fourth time, Mr. Hanlon said. They let him strip out assets. It was awful to watch. It was astonishing. I have to give Trump credit for using his celebrity time and time again. In 2014, the casino company filed for bankruptcy protection for the fifth time. The chief executive cited the debt level after the 2019-2009 bankruptcy as the prime reason. For a time, Mr. Trump lent a glamour sheen to the faded resort city of Atlantic City, but some of his former investors no longer see the value. Quote, people underestimated Donald Trump's ability to pillage the company, said Sebastian Pignatello, a private investor who at one time held stock in the Trump casinos worth more than $500,000. Quote, he drove these companies into bankruptcy by his mismanagement, the debt, and his pillaging, unquote. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That pretty well does. That's the third and the final leg of the trilogy, the Trump trilogy, the bankruptcy casinos, Trump's bankrupt casinos, Atlantic City, 1984 to 2014. Third time's a charm. He went down in all three instances, and that's not the only bankruptcies. As indicated, there were a total of five bankruptcies that were invoked between 1984 and 2014, and this is the schmum, this is the bumfuck that wants to be president of the United States? I don't think so. That's it for Rough Riders Radio. We'll have another podcast later on today. As the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home, and as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide, and the Republicans will continue to ferment in their own formaldehyde.